Welcome to the Product Growth Podcast, practical product and growth intelligence for people building in India. I'm Mira.
And I'm Arjun. Today we're getting into UPI's 13,000-fold growth reshapes Indian payment ecosystem. Daily Brief, 25th of August, 2026. Let's dig in. Okay, three things I want to get into today. UPI just hit a number that honestly doesn't feel real. There's a conversation happening about what actually wins in agentic AI. And Amazon and Flipkart both quietly repriced sellers right before festival season. Let's go.
And the UPI number is the one I'd start with, because Rs 24,162 crore in FY26 versus Rs 1.78 crore in FY17, that's 13,000x in under a decade. I don't think people have internalized what that compounding looks like.
13,000x. Like, if you'd told anyone in 2017 that number was coming, they'd have laughed you out of the room. What does that actually mean for builders right now, though? Because the rails are clearly there.
The rails are there, and that's exactly the point. The infrastructure phase is essentially done. What's next is the monetization and credit layer on top. ESAF Small Finance Bank launching a credit line on UPI in Q1 FY28, that's the signal. Embedded credit flowing through the same pipe people already use for everything.
So the builder opportunity isn't build another UPI app.
Absolutely not. It's B2B rails, it's credit products, it's vertical-specific financial services sitting on top of 703 banks already plugged in. The plumbing is done, now you build the house.
That actually connects to something we should talk about later, the agentic AI story, because there's a similar pattern there. But let's stay on fintech for a second. The credit layer on UPI, is that genuinely new territory, or are we just relabeling BNPL?
It's meaningfully different. BNPL was largely merchant-side financing with thin underwriting. Credit lines on UPI mean the credit decision travels with the user's transaction history, which is rich, real-time, and already verified. The underwriting signal is dramatically better.
All right, let's pull that thread to the agentic AI story, because the UBS CTO, Alango Somasundaram, said something that stuck with me. Context is the new intelligence. What's he actually getting at?
He's saying copilots are already becoming table stakes. The next frontier is systems that don't just answer questions, they understand the full workflow, connect data across it, and act. The word he used was orchestrate. And the key insight for SaaS builders is that whoever owns context owns the moat.
And here's where it connects to UPI, right? Because UPI's moat isn't the transaction, it's the data trail. 13,000x growth means you have a transaction graph on hundreds of millions of people. That graph is context. Whoever builds intelligent agents on top of that context, that's the actual competitive position.
Exactly. Static integrations lose, point solutions lose. What wins is the agent that knows your whole financial life because it's sitting on that context layer. The UPI credit line story and the agentic AI story are really the same story. Data ownership determines who wins the next round.
Okay, that's the pattern nobody's writing about. Let's talk about something that every seller in India is probably sweating right now. Amazon and Flipkart both changed their fee structures ahead of festival season. What happened exactly?
So Amazon restructured order cancellation fees for easy ship and self-ship sellers, effective August 17th. Flipkart followed. And the timing is not a coincidence. Festival season is when margins either get made or destroyed for sellers.
What should a seller actually do right now?
Audit your P&L per fulfillment method, not your blended margin, per method. Because EasyShip and SelfShip have different cost structures now, and if you're running a mixed model, you might be optimizing for the wrong one going into Diwali.
Platform fee transparency is tightening, you said in the brief. Is that actually good for sellers long term?
Complicated answer. Transparency is good. But what this really signals is that both platforms are pricing volatility into festival season. They're protecting their own unit economics before the volume spike hits. Sellers need to do the same.
All right, let's move through the rest of today's stories. Lead School. 20% growth target for FY27. EBITDA tripling to Rs 90 crore, IPO in 2 to 3 years. What's the builder read here?
The number that matters is EBITDA tripling, not the revenue growth. They're showing that AI personalization can compress cost per student, not just improve outcomes. That's the model every edtech in India needs to internalize. AI is a margin driver, not just a feature.
In health tech, Haryana just mandated 100% flu testing for all severe respiratory cases, sorry patients, and at least 5% of ILI cases, H1N1 surge driving it.
Government mandates are underrated as a business signal. This creates volume predictability for diagnostic and lab integration tools overnight. If you're building in health tech and you're not thinking about surge testing infrastructure right now, you're leaving a very clear use case on the table.
New Zealand is requiring social media platforms to use facial tech and digital identity documents to verify ages. Under 16s banned from social media. How should Indian consumer builders be reading this?
As a preview, regulation like this travels. Indian platforms should be auditing their KYC and age verification flows now, before it becomes a compliance fire drill. Partner with identity providers early. Don't wait for the bill.
Shriram General Insurance targeting 20% growth, but flagging EV insurance as a real concern. Battery repair costs, weak motor persistency. What's the insurtech angle?
EV claims inflation is real, and it's arriving faster than the underwriting models were built for. Any insurtech touching auto insurance needs to be modeling telematics-driven underwriting now because the cost structures will compress before they stabilize. Waiting to see how it plays out is not a strategy.
SpaceX and NVIDIA launching a space-optimized Vera Rubin NVL72 AI system into orbit, Q4 2027. This feels far out, but there's an angle for Indian deep tech.
The angle is edge compute moving off the ground. Satellite imagery, climate modeling, telecom, these all currently require heavy ground processing. If you can run inference in orbit, the latency and infrastructure economics change completely. Indian deep tech builders working in any of those verticals should be tracking the hardware closely.
Finally, College Rivals Season 4 has named EA Sports as its official game partner. India's collegiate gaming circuit plugging into a mainstream publisher.
The signal here is consolidation. Esports franchises in India are maturing to the point where mainstream publishers want in. For gaming builders, partnering with established publishers reduces discoverability friction significantly. It's worth mapping where those partnership opportunities exist in your vertical.
So if I'm a builder walking away from today's brief with one thing to actually do,
audit your context layer. Whether you're in fintech, SaaS, or e-commerce, figure out what data your product owns about the user's full workflow and ask honestly whether an agent built on that data would make your current product redundant. If the answer is yes, you should be the one building that agent. That's the short version. There's more depth in the full piece on productgrowth.in.
Thanks for listening to the Product Growth Podcast. Keep building, and we'll catch you in the next one.